Director of Marketing and Communications for the Illinois Corn Growers Association, Lindsay Croak, is my guest on the program today, an opportunity to talk about their annual meeting.
It comes up this coming Tuesday, the 26th, near their office in Bloomington.
Lindsay, I appreciate you taking time to kind of let our audience know what you have planned, because from the information that I've received from your office, it is open to any of the corn grower members in the state that would like to come.
That's correct. Open to all corn grower members, and really excited because I think we have a lot of fun things on the agenda.
In addition to the new officer selection, and I would like to talk about that, you also present several awards. So let's kind of begin with those, if you don't mind.
Sure, no problem. Yeah, we will give an award in a lot of different spaces. We're going to give an award to a person who's really invested in conservation. Usually that's a farmer who's doing a lot to teach his or her peers about conservation adoption. We'll give an ethanol award to someone who's really helping us build demand or increase awareness about ethanol use in the ethanol industry. We will give a media award. Actually, Mike, you've won that award, so we'll talk about who's really telling the story of corn in the most impactful way in our state and across our nation. And we will give a World of Corn Award, and that's kind of a lifetime achievement to a corn grower, volunteer, a farmer who's give a lot back to the organization.
Well, I know that everyone that receives these awards, and I can speak from personal experience, how pleased they were and how proud they were that the organization thought that they deserved to get this particular honor. Along with the award, you will be having several speakers, and I looked at your list, and that agenda is pretty impressive.
Yeah, we are really excited to bring Mary Kay Thatcher in for our meeting. She is the federal government and industry relations person at Syngenta, and she has worked in the federal government space for a lot of years, for a long time with American Farm Bureau Federation and now with Syngenta, but we are excited to hear her perspectives on the election, you know, who won, what we can expect, and how that's going to impact corn growers' top priorities. And we also, as a corn grower organization, are talking a lot about trade recently. Ahead of the election, we talked about trade because really neither candidate nor the current administration in office today, we felt like we're really strong on trade, and we just want to elevate that because it is so important to Illinois farmers. We are the largest corn exporter in the nation, so trade needs to be talked about, and we need to really focus in on that for a lot of years.
And also, I noticed that Dr. Mark Bush from Georgetown University will be on the program.
Yeah, he's going to help us figure out how we can talk about trade positively but be really ambitious, again, based on who won the election and who we're going to be working with this year.
Dave Rylander, of course, is your current president. Each president serves your organization for a one-year term, and you'll have a new list of officers to be elected during the business meeting.
That's correct. During our business meeting, we will get several updates that I actually think are really important and valuable. Dave Rylander, as our exiting president, will give a State of the Association presentation talking about our priorities and what we've accomplished in 24 and what we hope for 2025. And then we'll also hear from our newest marketing board chairman, who is Jeff Skates, and he took office at the beginning of our fiscal year, which would be October 1st. So he's going to talk to us about the same, kind of what the checkoff is working on, what their top priorities are, what they feel like they accomplished last year, and what they're looking forward to. We're also going to hear from our executive director, Rodney Weinzierl, who always gives a fascinating presentation based on our policy surveys that came in, what are the priorities of our members, and how the association and the checkoff feel like we can work to address those concerns and meet those priorities. But we will have a new slate of officers elected at this meeting, and we'll be announcing those at the annual meeting. So new president, vice, secretary, treasurer, and also the chairs of all of our committees.
I mentioned earlier the meeting is Tuesday, November 26th. It will be held in the Agri Center, which is 14171 Carroll Drive in Bloomington. It's just in the neighborhood, right next door almost, to the Illinois Corn Growers Office. It all starts with breakfast at 7:30, and you hope to get things wrapped up, I guess, early in the afternoon. Is that right, Lindsay?
Yeah, that's correct. Our final speaker will kind of speak as we're finishing up lunch, and we're hopeful to be done by 1:30.
Well, I certainly appreciate your time giving us this information today. I look forward to being there with the new president being elected, so we'll see what happens.
I think there's a lot to talk about, that we're going to have a lot of opportunities. We're going to face some challenges, but, I mean, it makes it exciting. I'm excited to dig into some of these topics.
Lindsay Croak with the Illinois Corn Growers. As we move along with the early bird on this Saturday morning, I'd mentioned on Farm Time yesterday that Americans stocking up for this year's Thanksgiving dinner will see a dip in their grocery bills for the second year in a row. The 39th annual American Farm Bureau Federation's Thanksgiving Dinner Survey finds that the classic feast for 10 will run $58.08, down 5% from last year. However, this is still 19% higher than 5 years ago. While consumers are getting some much-needed relief after years of elevated retail prices, these grocery bills also reflect some hard conversations around the dinner table for farm and ranch families. Now, in recognition of changes in Thanksgiving dinner traditions, the Farm Bureau Price Survey this year also includes boneless ham, russet potatoes, and frozen green beans in an expanded menu. Adding these foods to the classic Thanksgiving dinner menu increased the overall cost by $19.26 to $77.34. The shopping list for Farm Bureau's informal survey includes turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, and pumpkin pie with whipped cream, all in quantities sufficient to serve a gathering of 10. The centerpiece on most Thanksgiving tables, the turkey, helped bring down the overall cost of the dinner this year. The average price for a 16-pound turkey is $25.67, $1.68 per pound, down 6% from last year. The volunteer shoppers for Farm Bureau check prices November 1st through the 7th before most grocery store chains began featuring whole frozen turkeys at sharply lower prices. According to USDA's Ag Marketing Service, the average per pound feature price for whole frozen turkeys declined further during the second week of this month, so consumers who have not purchased a turkey yet may find additional savings in the days leading up to Thanksgiving, and of course there's not many of those left. Looking at some individual prices, I'd mentioned the turkey, a 16-pound turkey at least, down 6.1%, cube stuffing mix up 8.2%, two frozen pie crusts down 2.9%, half pint of whipping cream up 4.7%, 1 pound of frozen peas down 8.1%, a dozen dinner rolls up 8.4%, miscellaneous ingredients to prepare the meal down 5.1%, 30-ounce can of pumpkin pie mix down 6.5%, a gallon of whole milk down 14.3%, 3 pounds of sweet potatoes down 26.2%, 1 pound veggie tray down 6.4%, and a 12-ounce bag of fresh cranberries up 11.8%. AFBF's Thanksgiving Dinner Survey was first conducted in 1986. The informal survey provides a record of comparative holiday meal costs over these years. Farm Bureau's classic survey menu has remained unchanged since 1986 to allow consistent price comparisons. And in non-related, but in case you haven't heard this news, the American Farm Bureau Federation voted to terminate the membership of Illinois Farm Bureau effective December 20th. Now, that vote came last Tuesday, November 12th, from the AFBF Board of Directors, which met following an unsuccessful mediation with IFB leaders, including President Brian Duncan, on November 11th in Bloomington. Time doesn't permit me giving you all the details of this action, but according to the information I've received, it involves non-farmers that have country financial insurance not being IFBF members anymore. It's my understanding that Illinois Farm Bureau has filed suit against AFBF. Since this is our final early bird program before Thanksgiving, I'd like to personally wish you and yours a very happy and enjoyable Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Mike Perrine.